The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Now we're on. Now we're ready to go. We are ready to go.
Test.
Testing. That tomato's rotten. See, once you get vegetables, you got to use them quick, man. Here's the problem with avocados.
Really? That's how you're starting?
I'm just saying, avocados, when you get them, every supermarket, they're like hard as a rock. And then next thing you know, you bring them home and you forget about them and they're rotten and gone. They're done. Avocado and bananas. You know about bananas? If you put bananas, like when I go to the President's Club for United at the airport, they have bananas and stuff. So I'll put two of them in my computer bag. I'll steal two of them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll brown up real quick when there's no light.
Yeah.
No light, they brown right up.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I, you know, I'll take maybe two bananas, maybe two pieces of cheese and some crackers, and not much, you know, two and two. But then when I see other people filling their bags with stuff, I get mad. Like, what the fuck? But I do it. But I don't take as much. But when I see, like, ladies stealing food, I'm like, really? Time's that rough? You know what I mean? Like, I get mad, but I do the same thing. But I get mad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you've made it clear in this story that you do the same thing, but a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
And the reason you're getting mad is because you feel like
they're taking too much.
They're taking more than you. So really what you're getting mad about is that you aren't getting your piece of the pie. Why don't you just take as much as them? And then you won't get mad.
Because the problem with taking, like, the cheese, it's going to go bad. You got to keep it cold. So what are you going to do, eat five pieces on the plane, you know?
I don't know. I've eaten cheese that I found in my bag from airports like weeks later.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I don't care. It doesn't make me sick. It's fine.
How do you know you're not sick? Because you never go get tested.
They're sealed.
They're sealed, but they got to stay cold.
But cheese is kind of just bad anyway, I mean.
That's ridiculous.
To begin with.
I put it in my bag. By the time I get to the hotel, I'll throw it out if I don't eat it. That's how I am.
Well, then I get angry at you because you're wasteful. Can we talk about something else?
All right, I'm just starting off. That's all.
Oh,
just getting it started. Want me to give a rundown of my nightmare last weekend?
Do I? Oh, boy. Guys, if you're ready to hear some crazy scheduling, this is for you. This is Rich Voss and his crazy schedule.
Well, I'm not going to. It's not. Just I did a lot of traveling last week, but the last day was a nightmare. Stuck at the airport for like 13 hours.
One thing I love is hearing people talk about their commute and how bad it was. So this is just more bigger and better. So please indulge
us. No, I'm just saying it was a nightmare last week, mm-hmm. but I had a good time. Working, I had a good time, you know. At don't pick your scab.
It hurts so bad.
You can't pick your scab.
Why don't you turn off your phone?
That was known because we can't. We're not doing the July 1st live.
July 1st live podcast.
We're not doing
canceled.
July 1st. But we didn't really push it. We thought, you know, we mentioned it July 1st.
We didn't have a marriage counselor.
Yeah, we didn't have, you know, we want to get to top of the line. And everybody's busy still. August is when we throw out the next live one. I mean, besides what we do in Montreal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, you know.
Well, you should really tell the schedule of your thing first. Stay on topic. And then we'll move into the riveting world of our artwork for the movie poster, which is an ongoing saga. I'm sure people are, oh, can't wait to get to that. And then after that, and then there's a couple things that you talking to brainstorm that I should probably bring up. You know, when you told them, oh, I'm going to Montreal, and they have no idea.
Well, I'm telling our distributor we're going to Montreal, that's all.
They were just like, okay, you're going on a little vacay, that's cool.
No, but they don't know it's a Montreal Comedy Festival?
No, they don't. Why would they?
Why wouldn't they?
You didn't say on these dates even, so they could Google it. You just were like, we're going to Montreal, we got a lot of things going on.
I would think.
And they were like, okay. Then they're like, we're going to Aruba.
Can't talk when I get up?
I can't. Okay, so your schedule. Let's hear this. First of all, my mother was here last week, and we couldn't talk about it.
You couldn't talk about what, your
when
mom?
When she was here, because they were upstairs when we did the podcast when she was here.
Well, last week we kept the podcast short.
Yeah.
We took out 15 minutes, but we're not going to tell you why.
But
we took it out.
But I will talk about my family now.
No, you can, because they listen.
So what? It's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It was just, you know.
Your mom and your sister came
down.
My
mom thinks the house is too small every time she comes.
Well, but your mom.
You need a bigger house.
Of course. Your mom lives alone with your dad in a house, in a big house. Okay, so they have more
room. I know, but
we
grew up in a fucking shack. It's not like she grew up. Like, it's weird that she thinks, like, I don't know.
I like when people tell you what you need, but they're not giving it to you.
Okay. She goes, well, you should get a new house. This one's not. Meanwhile, we're out of the pool every day. And like, you don't think this is good? Not good enough.
We're by tennis courts. We're by everything we need.
I kept bringing up stories about just, you know, whatever, that somehow involved you being well known in the Jersey area.
I'm well known.
A successful comedian. I know, but these stories just happen to be those. Like one time I got out of a ticket because the cops were like, oh, Rich Foss. And my mother never said a word. Never like, oh, that's cool. Nothing. Just, like, do they hate you?
I don't.
Do you think?
Why would they hate me?
You've done so many things for them.
Who else would marry you? I mean, I married their daughter. They were very happy. You know, they said that to you. They said, don't lose this one.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. They said, he can handle you.
Well, whatever. Don't lose this one. Is he could handle the same thing. And I've always been pleasant, you know, and always.
When Lynn came in and gave you a hug, I saw your face like.
What?
You're not used to that kind of affection.
Well, she wouldn't stop.
Well, my sister Lynn has Down syndrome, so she's a character, and she loves you.
I'm always nice to Lynn.
No, I know. But it's funny because
the minute she came in, she
was like,
"Who's that?"
Rick. Should I take it? Pause it.
I don't. How do you pause it?
I don't know.
Go ahead, just take it real quick, and I'll keep talking. Go in the other room. Just say
hello.
We're doing our podcast. Well, you know,
hey, we're doing our podcast right now. Can I put you on speaker?
That's our manager, really, Bonnie's.
Oh, the storylines. Well, all morning I've been doing that other thing, so I do have an idea, but I haven't written anything out yet.
We're talking about some other stuff. Just give us 1 second.
Yes.
This is where you can run to the bathroom.
Yes.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay, Sorry, okay.
Wait, we got to write those out?
They want to go over them with us.
What do you mean? On a call? On a phone call?
Yeah.
When?
Right after the podcast, because we're going to do it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Storylines. They all want storylines.
We got big things happening.
Big things.
So, sister Lynn and my mom, yeah. And then, you know, we did some fun things or whatever. And then on the way home, my sister Lynn got lost at the airport.
Well, but what was your mom's favorite thing here that you guys did?
Oh my God, fruity yogurt.
You took her to fruity yogurt and she almost lost.
Well, actually, the first night? We took her to Cups.
No, we went to Houlihan's.
Oh, yeah, the second night we went to Cups, which is like.
No, the second night we went to Houlihan's.
Do you want to. Does it matter? Can I just tell the story? Or do you want to make sure everyone has their calendars out? Is everybody looking at their calendars?
Listen, you creepy, sassy ass. You're the one who was going
sassy ass?
Yeah.
Whatever, then just go, yeah, it doesn't matter.
But you're the one who goes first, second night first, and I was correcting you. So don't act like I did. I didn't bring up the nights.
Yeah, but you're being too specific.
You were the one who were talking about nights. Bleeding lip, go ahead.
I have a
fucking herpes
issue. No, it's a chapped lip that cracked from the pool, I guess. So anyway,
who gets
my mom
lip?
Was like in like
who gets chapped lips in the summer? You get them in the winter.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. It is.
You don't get them in the summer.
It is chapped lips. Okay.
Put some Blistex on it.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. You went to Cups first, right? Cups first, and then
so we went to Cups where you get your own frozen yogurt. Can you not fart in the podcast, please, you fucking asshole? Gross. Pig.
I'm gross. You're picking your bloody face, and
we do need a bigger house. I don't have to fucking look at you. How about we just get two? We each get one.
What, our own house?
Yeah.
I would love that, wouldn't you?
No, you would not love it. You'd always be over at my house, like. You're so codependent.
I'm not codependent at all. You're more really? I'm codependent.
Yes.
No, I get up. I play. Go play golf. I go on the road by myself. I do everything by myself. I've been doing shit by myself my whole life. Okay, so I'm very not codependent.
But you always ask me to go.
Because I like to hang out with you. I don't ask you to go. I just, you know, it's good to have you around.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell your face.
Tell my face? Oh, brother. So you went to Cups?
Get your own yogurt, put on your toppings, weigh it. My mom was like, this is the best invention ever. It was so weird. She talked about it the whole time. Then we went back to a different one, fruity yogurt. Same deal. She was completely in heaven. It was weird. And then when we were going to the airport, I asked what they let, you know, we did a lot of stuff. Went to the beach, went to a zoo, didn't go to New York, but
Houlihan's.
Hung out at the pool, went roller skating, whatever. We did stuff. And
talk up.
Her favorite thing was fruity yogurt.
Over seeing, like, wouldn't most people go seeing my
granddaughter? And we went to an insane asylum because I had to do a show there. I did a stand up comedy show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
At a mental institution.
At a mental institution where, as I looked out into the audience, if it had been a movie, I would have been like, oh, come on. Does it have to be this stereotypically crazy?
Well, they're all drunk. They're all drugged up. They're on meds.
No, but you would think with all those drugs, they would be like giggling at least all the time. They weren't. Like they were nodding out. They were over medicated.
Yeah.
Two people proposed to me during that show.
No, they didn't.
Yes. I accepted one of the proposals.
Were they both men?
Yes.
Good looking?
No.
Oh.
Okay, they were not much different than Lynn, my sister. They were like that. To me, that's not a craziness. That's a mental handicap.
No, I was in a psych ward.
Well, there was no one like you in there. They were.
But when I was in a psych ward, I was so drugged out. I mean, I was 22. I was like a basket case. And I remember my friend Louie came to visit. And I go, I can't see you now. We're going for a walk. Because they were taking us for a walk. It was a big thing. We're going outside. But I was in a psych ward.
Well, I don't see how that helps.
What, to take a walk? What, psych wards?
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Oh.
Anyway, I took him to that. okay, so and then my sister, when she went back, my mom, I dropped him off at the airport. Took him up to security, you know. They go through
security.
Where'd
you park your car? In a parking lot? Garage?
Short term. And then...
That's $7.
$8. So... apparently what happened is that right before they were boarding, Lynn went to go to the bathroom and she got lost coming back. She walked the wrong direction or something. And then my mom
couldn't find her.
And they, you know, had to...
She freaked out.
My mom started crying. I've never seen my mom cry. So that was a pretty big deal.
You weren't there. You didn't see her cry.
No, I know. But she told me she was crying and Lynn was crying when they finally found her.
But you think Lynn snuck off to get a soda?
Well, she's not supposed to have soda, so my mom thinks she might have done that.
She's not smart enough to know where to go in the airport, is she, to get a soda?
Oh yeah, I mean, at where she lives, she's got celiac disease, so she's not allowed to have any gluten. But she loves those little, like, you know, those little square buns we get at the
Pepperidge
Farmers
Farms
market thing. Yeah. So.
You mean whole wheat buns or Pepperidge Farm buns?
No, the kind you get singly, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Those are whole wheat.
Well, some of them are not whole wheat.
We've never bought.
But you can if you want to.
You said what we buy at the farmer's market is whole wheat. That's what you said. You know what we buy at the farmer's market.
Okay, I don't know why you add these. Who gives a shit? Who gives a flying fuck? They're still got gluten in them.
But you said...
I don't understand why you're bringing it up. Are you doing it to piss me off?
No.
I'm trying to tell a story about how she loves these fucking buns, okay?
Yeah, so you're saying
she's
she
not
likes
allowed
whole
to have them.
Or any kind of bun, you're saying. I'm not.
She probably doesn't like the whole wheat. She probably prefers the sourdough ones.
Oh, okay. But those Pepperidge Farm ones, you know.
I don't know what the fuck Pepperidge Farms are.
You don't know what
I don't know what kind of buns you're talking about. I've never had a fucking Pepperidge Farm.
You don't
buns
know what Pepperidge Farm is. You don't really know what Pepperidge Farm is.
No, I don't. I've never had. I don't know what you're talking about. We've never had them in this house.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. You don't know that commercial or Pepperidge Farm.
Really? You want me to walk away from the podcast?
No.
Because you're driving me nuts. I'm not telling the story now.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I thought
you just said. You just, first of all, you said my sister was too dumb to know how to get a fucking soda.
No, I didn't
say
she was dumb. I said she wouldn't know how to go.
Yeah, basically
she wouldn't know. No,
she's
she wouldn't
too
know.
Dumb.
No, she wouldn't know Newark Airport where to go in the airport.
There, it's one line like that, and on either side, there's those little newsstands all across.
Oh, okay. I thought just because it's a big airport, she wouldn't know where to go. I didn't say she wouldn't know how
she
to
didn't,
get a soda.
She didn't know. She didn't look at a map and, oh, here, let me go over here. Oh, let me find the Dunkin' Donuts. No, she probably came out of the bathroom, looked over there, saw a store that sold soda, and walked over to it. Then when she left that store, she didn't know where the fuck she was.
Oh, all right, so go ahead. I wasn't calling her dumb. I'm saying it's she didn't know.
But you're acting like you've never been in an airport. But the questions and the things
that
you're saying are ridiculous.
I was in an airport for 13 hours on Sunday. Don't say I've never been in an airport.
You're acting like it. Well, how would she know where to get us? I didn't know she knew the airport inside and out. No, she studied the map before she went.
So. I'm surprised you don't know.
She knows every airport in the country and a lot of overseas ones. Yeah. You ask her where there's a Hudson newsstand, she knows where it is in every fucking airport.
Everyone. Okay. All right, so she got, but, and they were the last ones to board the plane after they found her, right?
Yeah, she went to some guy and that was driving one of those little thingies.
Well, what's a little thingy?
I don't know
cart?
What it's called. The car. The little airport car.
See, you are so. I try to correct you because you just say the dumbest things, and then when I correct you,
people know what I'm talking about.
When he's driving that little thingy, you know. I mean,
well, what do you think people are envisioning? A tiny little motorcycle. What do you think people are envisioning when I say that little thingy?
Well,
a fucking disco stick. I mean,
what the fuck is a disco stick?
Lady Gaga song. Yeah. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
That's a penis, I bet.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Bing, 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 bing. Can't fool him, folks.
How do you not know Pepperidge Farm, though? You're like
I didn't say that. I said I don't know what
the
buns you're talking about. Stop it. Stop it.
All right, they're good. My mom used to get them.
Who gives a shit about your dumb childhood?
Okay, good.
My mom used to get them. Oh, it brings me back to memories. Oh, my mom bought me Pepperidge Farms. Doo-da, doo-da.
Oh, you're just a cranky person.
You know what? I'm trying to tell a fucking story. You're making me swear all over the place.
You're cursing too much.
I'm cursing a lot because I'm getting angry. You think this is in your mind. You're like, I'm going to keep pushing your buttons because this is good podcast.
I'm not pushing your buttons.
When she gets angry, that's a good podcast.
No.
Maybe she'll cry again. A great podcast.
No, please. That was way in the past. Well, that was like fucking 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was when I was in the deepest depths of my depression and you just kept kicking.
I didn't. First of all, God, I didn't even know you were depressed.
My house burnt. Oh, really? My house burnt down.
I
was living in a fucking shithole.
Yeah. What are you doing now? Are you crying now? Why are you rubbing your eyes?
I have an itchy eye.
What's wrong with your face? Everything is falling apart on your face. What the fuck? You looked really pretty last night, though, when we went out to dinner. We went to a... You think it was like a 4-star restaurant?
I'm gonna fucking finish this story about my sister if it kills me.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I thought you were done.
No, I want to tell you how smart she is.
I know how smart.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you just said she gonna know how.
Don't think I don't know. She has her own house that we've been to. Okay, everything's in place. She
has workers come in.
All right. What? No.
Sometimes they stay overnight.
What do you mean to clean?
No, they come in to make sure she's like...
Yeah, but when we were there, her place was pretty nice. It was pretty much probably nicer than our place. It was kind of clean. Remember when we stayed there in Canada?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Yeah, of course I remember. What do you... Stop pushing me.
I'm not pushing you, I'm just saying.
This is good podcast.
All right, go ahead, finish the story.
So she goes into the...
bathroom.
You know, it's a small town. No, I'm telling you, I was going to explain to you about the fucking buns.
Oh, okay.
And she wants to get the buns, right? So she goes in every day, uses her, like, whatever, allowance. It's not allowance, but she has a certain amount of money she can spend every day.
Where, at that one store or everywhere in Canada? Like, she has at that store or she has...
It's just regular money that you can use. She could go to a gas station if she came upon a vending machine, she could use it there.
Well, but you're saying...
Because this is just... she can't use it in the States because it's Canadian money, Rich.
But you're saying she has a special amount. She could probably use more than that.
She's
amount.
Not allowed... She can't use her... Using her card has been revoked, those privileges, because she was spending it on soda and buns, okay?
How much can you spend on soda and buns?
Right, exactly. So they took her card away, then they gave her a certain amount of money, right, to spend.
Who, your parents?
Yeah, whatever. It's her money, but it's like, you know, because she works every day for a couple of hours every day at a drugstore. So.
Oh, I got to tell you a story about a handicapped person, but go ahead. And I got so mad, but go ahead. I'm not going to cut you off one more time. I'm sorry. It just reminded me when you said she works at the drugstore.
She was using the money still for the buns, and so they took away her allowance money or whatever that she was allowed every day.
Uh-huh.
And so she would go into this grocery store, take a bag as she walked in, you know, from the thing. Hi, everyone. Grab a bag. She thought she was being so sneaky. And go get the buns, put them in that bag. You know, the kind they give you when you're, you know.
The plastic bags?
The plastic bag when you're leaving. And then she would just walk out with the bag. Bye! And they knew she was doing it.
Stealing them?
Stealing them. But she would take a bag.
She what?
She would take the bag and then put them in the bag and then leave with the bag so that...
She was stealing buns?
Yes.
So what happened?
So they called my mom and they said, you know, everybody knows everybody. So I said to my mom, are they still let her go in there? Yeah, they still let her go in there.
How many buns was she stealing?
I don't know. I don't know all the details, but, you know.
But
she gets sick if she eats gluten, though. She gets sick. But still, she loves them that much.
But the buns are plain. Like, she just eats buns plain.
I think she puts mustard or mayonnaise inside those little packets.
You got a weird family.
Really, Rich? I mean, I do have a weird family, but don't include Lynn in that.
No, but
she's mentally handicapped.
But she gets that from you, like the weird, like putting like weird, you know, like fucking Uh-oh, did she go in every day? And I go, uh-oh, here she
comes. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Pretending we don't notice. And she's
that she walks straight to the buns every day.
Taking the buns out. It's like Ocean's 15. The buns.
Uh-oh, shit.
I mean, like, at some point they were like, I guess we have to, like, I don't think they even cared. They were probably like, we better. Well, she got in trouble once too for the take a penny, leave a penny at this other store. She would take all the pennies. And that store got really mad, and I think they might have called the police.
How many times did you go in there taking all the pennies?
I don't know. I think it might have been more than one store, but just one store got mad at her. But I was like, hey, don't put up your take a penny, leave a penny if you're going to be mad at people who are taking the pennies. That's...
Well, but I don't think you're supposed to take all the
pennies. You're not supposed to, but they, you know, that's the risk you take when you put out a take a penny, leave a penny. Okay? Sometimes you put out free candy, you can't stop somebody from taking all the candy. That's
and
what
it
happens.
It's just the same as when you're in the One Pass Club and the United Club.
They'll yes, take it, we're right they'll back
take,
to that.
They'll take too much cheese, but it's out there
it's
for
out
them
there.
To,
so morally, you know, yeah, some people got a different moral compass than other people. But
when I was in Fort Walton Beach.
But really, if somebody took too much cheese, do you think they'd call the cops on them? That's the point. No, they wouldn't.
No.
No, they wouldn't. And that's why they shouldn't have done it to my
sister.
That's
because they have more cheese in the back. When I was in Fort Walton Beach Sunday, I stopped in like this, you know, fish chippery. So the guy behind the counter at the register, you could tell was mentally handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. Really?
Drooling into the food and whatnot?
No, but he was just, you know, but he's asking this black lady, okay, this, that, you know, all the questions, yeah. You know, they're pretty, he's pretty,
High-functioning?
Accurate, or, you know, he's got right. his...
He knows what he's doing in this particular job.
This is his job. Right. This is the questions yes. I'm going to fucking ask.
Right.
Then the lady was, like, laughing at him, kind of, like, making fun, and I wanted to go, are you for real?
Why didn't you?
Because I don't even know if she knew... That he was
I did that once. I go. Know, I asked this guy for a bagel and cream cheese, and then he was like asking me over and over again what I wanted, and I was like, it's just a bagel with cream. And then as I was like angrily saying it, I realized like,
yeah, see, I actually
was mentally handicapped. And then I was like overly nice after that. I mean, when you get a chat, however you can do it.
So I didn't know if she knew. And I almost did say something like, really? If somebody called, you know, made fun of you for being black, you'd fucking, there'd be a march down here or whatever.
I know.
There'd be fucking camera crews.
It's funny that you're equating handicappedness with blackness.
No, I'm not. I'm saying everybody has their own, what do you call it? What special interest.
You should write to, so then what would you do?
Special interest. So I go to the guy behind the counter. You know, I felt, he didn't know that she was laughing. So I said to him, I go, you're pretty good at this job. I go, you're pretty good. He goes, I've been here for 26 years.
Wow.
20 fucking 6 years.
Yeah.
At the chippery. Okay.
Yeah.
So fuck her.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy
probably
knows.
Runs into this. Well, my sister worked at McDonald's for a little while. And, you know, they said, you can only give out these whatever things to kids. I don't know what they're called, but so she was, that was like one of her, she just cleared bus tables and gave out these like treats to kids on, you know, every couple of hours or whatever. And so this lady came in and she was like, oh, I have three kids at home. And Lynn was like, she just follows the rules. She doesn't know how to like figure it out. She goes, oh, you can only for your kids that are here or whatever, can only give you. And she started yelling at Lynn. This is how gross people are. Lynn looks really, you can tell immediately that she's mentally handicapped. And this lady started yelling at her, like, and then the manager came out and the lady was like, why would you, this is why you shouldn't hire these kind of people. They don't know what's going on and stuff right in front of Lynn. And guess what happened? Lynn got fired.
Well, you guys could have sued McDonald's. Was it McDonald's? Well,
my sister did write an open letter in the paper.
Who, your older sister?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
I know.
Why would she get fired for...
They said that it was too much trouble.
Oh, fuck them. Kentucky Fried Chicken is giving that little girl $30,000 still.
Well, the little girl still needs work on her face. It's not her fault that her parents are evil.
What, her parents started that rumor?
Yeah.
Was it her parents?
Yeah, her parents or her grandparents.
Oh, I didn't know who started it. I thought it was just some
random person. Why would some random person?
Some online hoax or something.
No,
or...
they started it to get money to their, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't think it was Kickstarter, but like GoFundMe account or whatever it was. Because they were looking for money. They did it, I guess, out of a good intention. They wanted to get the kid money so she could get her face worked on. So they concocted this story.
But they would know if they.
And
would.
Then all these people, then their Kickstarter or whatever it was like $500, and then it went up to like, you know, I don't even remember, but like, you know, 30,000 or something.
No, but Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC.
Right, but all those people, there was like people that just read that online and went to do it.
But what happened? She was attacked by a dog?
I don't know really what happened.
I think a dog, but like. You'd think some doctors would go, you know what, we'll take care of this. This one's on, you know what I mean?
But I agree with you, but I think doctors are probably put in that situation all the time.
Yeah, they
it's like
do.
We could do free shows constantly for people that
we
ask
do
us.
A lot of free shows.
We do a lot of free shows. I think,
I think doctors should do one free thing a week. They probably do.
They probably do.
They don't get a lot of insurance money anyhow from, you know... When you go in there with insurance, they probably get like nothing, you know, from the insurance companies or whatever.
When I went, what about the guy told us that story last night about the, I don't know who it was that had all the Escalades.
The Prince of Monaco's son or something. Yeah. No, I don't know. We were out to dinner last.
Oh
week.
No, wasn't it the guy from Dubai or something? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
One of them. One of these rich fucking. Arab
countries. Well, Monaco isn't an Arab country. Why did you say? Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't even know where Monaco is, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Where?
It's in the ocean. It's an island. It's tax free.
What do you?
People go there. Club Monaco. You've heard of that store? It's their store.
Club Monaco. The country owns Club Monaco.
There's I think princes they do. And princesses there.
So we had dinner last night at a Tao.
Oh my God, says it right.
Tao. Yeah. Well, how else would I say it?
The way that you were saying it on the way in, about 800 times. Tao.
Tao.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
So we had dinner with what are you doing? No, I don't understand. You're checking your phone?
Rich, please.
So we had dinner last night at Tao. At Tao.
Oh
my friend Roy, who from North Carolina is up here. And some other guy he's friends with came. And... like the other guy, like, I mean, I guess they're well-to-do. I guess they're doing well in life financially, you know. I mean, because Roy is staying at, you know, he's going, I'm staying at the...
And it's a dump.
You know, an $1,800 a night hotel or 15 or whatever. I don't like it.
Like, his hotel tonight or last night?
Yeah. Or something.
No, that's not the hotel that was $1,800 a night.
The Plaza?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a lot.
He's like, it's too ornate.
Well, he probably stays in nice hotels, so he knows, you know, right. A good hotel. I don't understand why. If you're going to spend that kind of money on Priceline, you could even take, I bet if you put in $300 for a five-star, you'll get any five-star
because
for
$300. Because they don't care. They don't need to spend time doing that.
It takes 1 minute.
It doesn't matter. That's like...
to go on Priceline.
When you come on.
Well, the other guy was kind of rich too, right?
Pretty sure.
His girlfriend.
Was that his girlfriend? I don't know.
They were talking about his girlfriend's parents are building a
hotel. I don't know
hotel.
If that was his girlfriend or just his
friend. Oh, just friends? Oh, just friends. And he had some great stories, you know. He was telling us about one guy, you know, some rich prince or whatever was in, where was it? Some country and just left 10 Escalades. Go, leave them. Let's get out of here. Just 10 Escalades.
Because he was in Greece, wasn't he? Didn't they say that? Or Italy?
I don't know.
He was staying at this nice hotel in Italy, and then he had...
What do you have, like 10 Escalades of people, like his security probably.
I guess, and then when they left, they just left the Escalades. Great That's story. Crazy.
Then he was talking about, you know, people that rent cars for $5,000 a day. Like, who has that kind of money?
People, I mean...
To rent a car? $5,000 a day? For you go what? Go buy the car. Right? Go buy it. That's what
because,
I say.
Because the guy wanted to switch cars every day. That's why. He had a Ferrari one day and a Rolls Royce the next.
But I think that place we ate at last night is a tourist trap. I think it looked like there was a lot of tourists there. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look like a hip New York place. You know what I mean?
Right. Have you been to a hip New York? Like, do you know?
Yeah, we've been to a lot of hip New York places.
Oh.
Like, that we've been to. That one we used to go to where the rats were outside, that's like a hip New York little place. Not rich.
Oh, that was a good place.
Yeah, we haven't been there in years. Why don't we go there anymore?
Yeah.
Well, we should go there. And the blue something.
Maybe on your birthday.
All right.
I'll make that reservation.
What else? So, I mean, the food was good. It was loud. It was loud music. But I didn't see, it didn't seem like any celebrity. It doesn't seem like a place celebrities go to. Like, I went out to eat one day. We had lunch when we were working on Rock's movie. And we went to a place to eat.
The Red Rooster?
Well, we went to a Red Rooster one day. That seems like
I met that chef before I did a show with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to come to your restaurant, thinking he'd be like, yeah, come down. I'll take care of you. Could not Nothing. Get him to say it. I must have went down that road 20 times trying to get him to be like, he was like, it's good. That's all. Yeah.
Well, no, we went to a place to eat that was pretty fancy up in the Time Warner building or something upstairs there.
Yeah. What's it called?
I don't know, but
I've been to a lot of restaurants in there. None of them are that.
Yeah, this one was pretty fancy. When we walked in, Howie Mandel was sitting there.
Now you know.
Okay.
Right. I hope he didn't shake his hand.
I didn't even know he was there. Chris goes, oh, he stopped to talk to Howie or something. But
okay, so like, if you're famous, do you just have to like say hi to other famous people? I mean, they probably know each other because they're both comics. But
yeah.
It's still like, you could be in the business for a long time without having to meet other famous people, right? And then do you have to kind of be like, hey, we're both famous. We
I
have
don't
to
know.
Kind of say hi.
A lot of people will come up to me. I remember that time, like when Vince Vaughn came up to me. Like, I was just minding my own business, eating dinner, and you know,
that is untrue, Your Honor.
You know, so yeah, I guess
you were like going like this. I could see you. You knew he was there, and then you kept putting your face in his eye line,
no,
pretending to look at something behind him. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. He was walking out, and I go, "Oh, there goes Vince." He stopped.
He goes, "Funny guy."
Is that what he said? Remember at the Oscars when the guy walked up to me with an Oscar in his hand? You're a funny dude.
That made Nick DiPaolo really mad.
It did? Yeah.
I saw Nick DiPaolo's face as he watched that happen. Just, but it makes me mad too. Like, one thing is like, ugh. Like, when you hear somebody, like, getting compliments from an audience member. Like, say you've been on the show, but then the audience member stops to somebody else on the show and starts complimenting them. It literally makes my stomach hurt. It's so gross. Like, I just think the person that's giving them the compliment is the dumbest person in the world. But then if somebody gives me a compliment, I'm like, this person knows their stuff.
Well, the reason they're giving someone a compliment a lot of times, like, okay, wherever I work, I'm going to headline on the road. So they might
stop. I know,
stop.
But I'm talking about, like, stand-up New York
but,
or something.
But they'll stop maybe and say to the middle, you were great in front of me. Only because they hated me.
Right.
So they'll use him like
that. Oh, they used to do this when I would open for you. People would be like, I remember one time this lady goes, you were so good, but that guy, you don't have to travel with him all the time, do you? And I was like, oh, he's my husband. And she was like, what? Like, her face was like, she was like, you're joking. They tell me you're joking. People would always like say things like, women would come up and I did not like that last guy. I usually like would let it go. People would say stuff like that. I'd just be like, oh yeah, whatever, he's a jerk. But unless they said, then this always made me so furious. And then they go, and I know comedy. Then I would let them have it. Because that drives me nuts. You don't know comedy. Like, Who says that to a comedian? I know comedy. No, you don't. No. You've been to two comedy clubs in your whole fucking life, you dumb idiot. Oh, because you saw it, like, sat through two full half-hour specials on Comedy Central. You know comedy? Shut up, whore. It drives me nuts. I remember in New York one time yelling at these people because that's what she said. She was, like, trashing you, and I was laughing about it and laughing about it. And then when she said, and let me tell you something, I know comedy. And that's when I was
I fucking laid into those ladies, though. Oh. I fucking ate them alive. And they left. That night at Stand Up New York.
You remember that?
I remember. I chased them out of the room.
But we became serial killers together.
Well, they were fucking loud. They were loud and obnoxious, and I fucking ripped them to pieces. Get the fuck out. Nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is they want the attention. Well, shut your fucking mouth.
No, if you know a lot about comedy, then you would know who's performing, and you would know that's not your thing, and you would not come and sit in the front row and whatever. It's like people, they come in and they expect you to do what they would like you to do.
But
it's like, you know, there's a million different kinds of comedy. You can find what you want.
But here's the only thing on their side is if they're at Stand Up New York or the Comic Strip.
They can look up the website.
It's because they were in Times Square and lied to from those people giving tickets.
Okay,
so those people are telling them, oh, no, it's Christian comedy or it's clean.
Right, anything to get them.
Get them to take the tickets and go. So sometimes they are bamboozled to go to the show. But most of the time, like on the road, they don't have that. So on the road, shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
Get out of my, you know. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, we're at 40 minutes.
But also, if you go to a movie and you don't like the movie, you quietly leave the movie.
Well, look who's coming up.
Like, do you ever yell at, like, to try to make sure everyone hates the movie too?
Come here, give me a hug. She's so pretty. Come here, give me a hug. Come here.
She just made the worst face. Raina, tell your joke, what your joke is.
No.
Come on, it's so good.
You can tell it.
No, it's
no,
so
good. No, come on.
Fine.
Okay.
So mime.
But they talk clearly here. Really, no, talking into the mic. And talk clearly.
So my mom goes out on the stage with like a cast on her leg, arms, head.
Talk
up. And in a wheelchair, right?
And in a wheelchair.
Wait,
and
stop.
She wrote me a joke. This is what she wants me to do. Go out on stage in a wheelchair, cast on my leg, cast on my arm, and bandages around my head.
But this is fake.
It's a fake stuff, but the audience didn't see it. Right?
Yeah, and a wheelchair. Yeah, you're in a wheelchair. In a wheelchair. Then she says, you should feel bad for me. I'm married.
That's such a good joke.
Did you write that?
Deck the halls with blah, 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 blah.
I heard
blah,
somebody blah, wants blah, to buy that joke from you.
Yeah, somebody last night. I told it to them. They said they want to buy it.
Do you want
to
sell it? Will you sell it?
How much are you going to sell it for?
15 or 20? 25. You can easily get 25 for that.
She said 10 before.
Actually, now 30.
30 bucks? That's a lot.
Okay, fine. 25.
25. I'll get you 25. I'll talk to the person that wants to buy it. Okay.
Now you're officially, you're the youngest joke writer in the world.
Do fish know when it is Christmas? Do fish know when it is Christmas? Do fish know when it is Christmas? Or are they confused?
What's with the Christmas songs?
I'm watching a Christmas Curious George.
Oh, God.
Your hair is so knotty in the back.
I know, because you did all brushes it.
Yesterday,
you got to go to tennis lesson.
No, wait, you know what? Yes, too. Because I forgot. You went to the zoo the other day, right?
Yeah.
Talk regular.
Yes.
You went to the zoo, and you know a lot about that stuff, right?
I do.
What?
President Arena.
Wait, for real. What's the seahorse? What's it called?
Marsupials.
What is it?
Marsupials. They're not just seahorses. They're animals with pouches.
All animals with pouches are what?
Marsupials.
Why are you getting so mad at him when you're telling it to him? Because you've told it to him 10 times already?
Yeah. Oh. And he's just saying it's seahorses, just seahorses, just seahorses.
Well, what else are marsupials?
Kangaroos, koalas.
But you said there was an animal that's the meanest animal, and it's way smaller than a lion, but lions are scared of it.
Yeah, honey badger.
A honey badger?
Yeah.
A lion is scared of a honey badger.
Yeah.
And then you were saying about snakes, that there, or those things weren't reptiles. They were what? The, to the people at the zoo, you were telling them.
Oh, I was just making some up because I didn't know. I was like saying what she was like, but I don't know enough about animals to even tell you what she was saying.
If they're not, if they're not reptiles, what are they?
Amphibians, like frogs.
Yeah. What else? Are, what are amphibians?
Frogs, toads.
Lizards.
No, lizards are reptiles.
What about salamanders?
Those are probably.
What about geckos?
Those are lizards.
Oh, how do you know so much about animals?
Because I watch Wild Kratts.
What do you watch? What's it called?
Wild Kratts.
And it's all about animals?
Yep.
What about people? Does it show people in other countries?
Yes.
Like what countries?
It might be states.
No, it's like Africa. Well,
there is Africa.
Continent.
There's wild. There's Wild Kratts kids.
All right.
What are from different places?
All right, scram! You're getting on my nerves. Beat it.
My mom has to get me a popsicle now.
Beat it.
Please hold.
Scram. Why you look so cute, though?
You gotta put your socks on and your shoes for a count.
Because I'm the cutest person on the face of the earth.
Your teeth are falling out. How many more are loose? About three?
20. Yep, three.
What happens if you have no teeth? How are you gonna eat corn?
I can't.
You have to put it in the blender and drink it. Corn, like a
please corn. Hold. We have some technical difficulty. Teeth.
All right.
Please hold.
Oh, I
said. I said please hold.
So you had a good time at the zoo. You went to the beach. Your grandma was here. Your Annie Lynn. It was fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bop, yeah.
All right, scram. I got to wrap this up.
Bye. I'll see you all tomorrow.
We're not doing it tomorrow.
What? That's
cold. Take your popsicle upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And put your shoes on.
Say goodbye to everybody and be nice. Be sweet.
Bye-bye. I now have to go eat my... What's it called again?
Popsicle.
Pineapple popsicle.
You're very cute. All right. So I guess we're done with this one, huh? What
I
do you
guess
think?
So. Really a good finish.
Well, what do you want to end with? Let's do a few minutes about...
Well, let's do our song.
What song?
You know, you start it.
What fuck? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. You're so easy to rattle.
Oh, is there anybody we want to talk about? Fucking Chappelle is selling 6,000 tickets a night at Radio City Music Hall. There's 10 nights, 60,000 tickets. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And it just hit me. Like all these lists, when you see like top comics.
He's not on it.
He's not on it anymore. Yeah. Are you like, have you ever seen him on? And I'm thinking, how the fuck is Chappelle not on these lists? Mm. And sometimes you won't even see Chris Rock on a list. And you're going, well, who's making these fucking lists? You know what I mean?
He's stupid.
What the fuck, you know, I won't be on the list. Chappelle won't be on the list.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You know, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy. My new CD will be ready Monday. I don't know when I'll have it on iTunes. Called Rich Voss 141 IQ. Pretty good CD. It's coming out, the fourth one. July 8th in the Penthouse magazine. Bonnie and Rich will have a 7-page interview. 7 pages.
I thought it was 8 pages. Or 7 pages?
7 pages. July 8th.
In Penthouse. And I only show everything one time.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be at Laugh Boston.
Good club.
Boston, Mass. Great club. I can't wait to get up there and have some lobster rolls. One of my favorite cities.
That's
Boston.
Where I did the ladies' shows.
I'm exhausted. I have to take a little hour nap, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, everyone. This has been a pleasure. I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
Petridge Farm remembers. Remember those days?
My mama used to buy them for me.
Remember those days?
I remember.
Petridge Farm.
Bye.
See you later. So, this weekend, Laugh Boston.
It never ends with you.
It doesn't end.
I forgot to
go to Amazon. What?
You forgot to tell us what the update on the... Do it next week.
The update on what?
The artwork.
The what?
The artwork.
Oh. All right, we'll do it next week. Anyhow, we're out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.